The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his customs post. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and he followed him. And while he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came, and they sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this, and Jesus said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but those who are sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. A few words about this gospel, and then maybe I'll speak to our fabulous third, fourth, and fifth grade who are here today. And thank you very, very much for coming. Matthew is a tax collector. He's at Capernaum. Now, I don't have time to explain that, but that's very important because Jesus left Nazareth after he was rejected at Nazareth, his hometown, and he moved to Capernaum, which is about 25 miles away. And that's where Matthew was a tax collector. Now, it would mean that he was wealthy, because Capernaum was on what was called the Via Maris, which was a main trading route between Egypt and Damascus. And when all of the trading went through there, he collected taxes. So he would have been a wealthy man. He was reviled by the people, all tax collectors. Nobody cared for tax collectors. Now, so Jesus calls him the outcast tax collector to be one of his special people. And then he eats with sinners and more tax collectors. Jesus welcomes sinners and tax collectors. Sometimes I think in the church, with all the laws and all the things we have, is we're trying to protect Jesus from sinners. And yet Jesus welcomes sinners here. The whole gospel is a welcoming of sin. Those who were religious were so self-righteous, and they were so canonical, so judgmental, they couldn't get access to Jesus. Only sinners and people who are struggling got access to Jesus. What does this mean to us? Well, in the recent past, I was writing some journals on my vocation. What is really my vocation? I know I'm a priest now. That's not really the most fundamental thing in my vocation. The first vocation call I have is to become fully human. Because only when I'm fully human can I experience the love of Jesus Christ. Only when I'm fully human, aware of my mistakes, my brokenness, my emptiness, my poverty, my need for people, only when I become aware of this can I call Jesus Lord and Savior. Until that time, I do not understand how much I need forgiveness and how much I need people and how much I need the blessing and the care of others. When you're independent and you're holy and you're perfect, you don't need Jesus Christ. You don't need Jesus as Lord and Savior. And someday, a day of grace, you may come to terms with your humanity, your brokenness, your emptiness, your poverty, your loneliness, whatever it is. Now, you're ready to hear the call of Jesus. So before I begin to discuss the call to priesthood, I have to discuss and come to terms with the call to humanity. If I don't heed that call and hear that call, I become clerical, judgmental about people that I'm saved and I'm going to save you. I've said many times in the past in homilies here that in the old days we had this notion, the priest is sent to the parish to save the souls of the people. Many years ago, I decided that's not so. I was sent to Holy Family so that the people would save my soul. Not after I die, but save my soul now. Give meaning to my life. Bless me, pray for me, forgive me, understand me. Create a family in which I can find meaning. That's what it means to save your soul today, not when you die. That's the meaning of this gospel. Jesus came not to call the self-righteous, not to call those who think that they're perfect, they're all holy, they can make judgments about other people. Jesus did not come to call those people. Jesus came to call people in the fullness of their humanity. And therefore, Matthew, the tax collector, you know, read chapter 5 there in Luke's gospel, and you have the call of Peter, according to Luke. And Jesus has a great miracle, a miraculous catch of fish. And Peter is so overwhelmed by this miracle, he goes down on his knees and he says, "Leave me, Lord, for I am a sinner." And then Jesus calls him. He said, "No, you are going to be my disciple. You're going to lead my disciples." So it's important for us to come to terms with our humanity so that we understand the need we have for other people, for forgiveness, for understanding, lest we become righteous, clerical, and independent. That's the teaching of the gospel. Be grateful then for those who love you, care for you, and walk this journey of life with you. Amen. Now I'm going to talk to these fantastic 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade. Well, thank you all for coming to Mass. Now, did you all listen to that gospel? Here's what the gospel teaches us. That we're all human, okay? And we all need forgiveness. Is that okay? And we all make mistakes. Is that right? Okay. We all make mistakes. So when you are hard on another person or you shut another person out, remember that we all need one another. Is that okay? Is that a good teaching? I think that's a very good teaching. That, you know, when you find somebody who is left out, you say, if I was left out like that, I would feel very bad. So don't make a judgment about the other person. If somebody hurts you, you go to the other person and say, "You said something that hurt me," and the person will ask you for forgiveness, and then we're friends again. So keep this in mind. Do not make judgments about other people. And when you understand your own need for forgiveness, and when you understand your own failures, then what will happen? You'll understand other people's failures. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do we all understand that? Is that good? Now, this could change our day. I mean, now we're going to go to class and we're going to be kind to one another. We're going to understand one another. We're not going to make judgments. We won't spread rumors about another person. You know, rumors are very bad. You know, sometimes we say, "Did you know what this person did or that person did?" And the word goes out like that. It's like a virus. So if you ever find somebody saying something bad about another person, here's what you say. "Well, it's really not a bad fault because I have worse faults myself." Then the rumor will stop right there. Does that sound good? Did we all hear this teaching? Hands up who hears this teaching. Fantastic. Wow, these are maybe the best classes in the school, you think? Hands up who think you're the best class in the school. Nobody has a hand. What? Are you the 3rd grade? And you all have your hands up. It's okay then. Okay, we don't all want to feel that God calls us and we have many gifts and we have many opportunities to be kind and to care for others. Doesn't that sound good? Now, that could change our day. I mean, that could change not our day, it could change the day for everybody else too. Okay? All right. Now, we're going to continue our prayer. We're going to bring up the gifts. Okay?